Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Shmuel ben Yamin Tishner Rechaleyev and for Reb Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. Shadar Bracha Batzalacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeim Heimuchol Anuvim Aleim. In Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Nun Aleph, it says, Migdol Yishu Osmalko V'aseh Chesed L'mashicho V'dabar Azar Ad Olam. We all know that Pasuk from Benji. So the Pshat is, Radak writes, Migdol Magdil Ksiv B'yud. It's written Migdol. It's written Magdil, and you read it Bekari Bevav, and the Kriya is with a Vav Migdol. So you read it Migdol, and you write it Magdil. And in Sefer Tehillim, it says Perek Yudches, Pasuk Nun Aleph, Magdil Yeshuas Malka. There not only is the Ksiv Magdil, but the Kriya is also Magdil. So in Shmuel Beis, the Kriya is Migdol. And in Tehillim, the Kriya is Magdil. And in both places, the Ksiv, the way it's written, is Magdil. Explains the Metzudas David. This all is based on the Or Avram in Parshas Ha'azinu on the Haftorah, page Tav Mem Aleph, Mafarim. Ritzon Olomar, Osi Yeshuas Gedolos L'malko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes great salvations for his king. And so he writes in Tehillim Perek Yudches, that it says Magdil Yeshuos Malko, that he makes great Yeshuas for his king. Because Be'etzim there's no difference between Migdol and Magdil. Now after benching we know that we say a number of Psukim, and the minhag is to say this Pasuk as well. However, there's a chiluk between weekday and Shabbos. During the week we say Tehillim. We say Magdil Yeshua Ismalko. During the week we say Magdil. And on Shabbos we say Migdol. In other words, on Shabbos we go with the Kri of Tehillim, Magdil. During the week we go with the Kri of Tehillim, Magdil. And on Shabbos we go with the Kri of Shmuel, which is Migdol. And there's already brought in the Abu Draham, Rishon Binyan Birchas Hamazon, writes Magdil Yeshua's Malko, Pasuk Zal Shemachos Beis David, Shasita Lachzor, Shemar Vavdi David, Melech Aleim. This Pasuk Zal Shemachos Beis David that's going to return, as it says, my servant David will be king over them. Bekibati Marbosek, Yishabas, Yishlomar, Migdol Yeshua's Bevav. That on Shabbos you say Migdol with a Vav, and during the week of Achol, Magdil Beyud. For nearly a time, what tak is the reason? Says the Abu Draham, drum roll. Mipnei she b'Shabbos hu melech gadol keneged achol. Because on Shabbos he's a big king. That's keneged chol. U'migdol hu malei bevav. V'cholim bevav hu melech gadol. U'magdil hu chasar yud v'chirik lo yud hu melech katon. V'od magdil hu b'tehillim v'dayin lo yedav ha'melech. So he says two things. First of all, on Shabbos you say Migdol because that implies a big king with a Vav, more chashivas. During the week you say Magdil, like we say in Tehillim, which is spelled Mem Gimel Dalet Lamed. There's not even a Yud there. So that means he's a Melech Katan. So for the chashivas of a melech, that's on Shabbos, that's Migdol. And without a yud, just Magdil, Mem Gimel Dal Lamed, that makes you a small king, and that's during the week. So that explains the difference. Also, Magdil is in Tehillim, V'dayin lo haya David melech. Magdil, David was not, it was Tehillim, and David was not yet a king, that's less chashivas, so Magdil. And on Shabbos, that's in Nevi'im, that's from Shmuel, and he already was king, that's Migdol. The Abu Draham is brought lahalacha, the Magen Avram, Kuf Peites, you've cut an aleph at the end. And he adds, B'Shabbos, V'Rosh Chodesh, Yomer Migdol Yeshuos, V'Chol Yomer Magdil. So he adds, not only on Shabbos do you say Migdol, but even on Rosh Chodesh you say Migdol, and maybe we can say that his mukar is from the Mata Moshe Chelek Bey, Simon Shimim Aleph, that after he brings the Abu Draham, he writes, V'Simon Ladover, Shabbos V'Chodesh Karo Mikra. So he's giving you a simon, l'chora, when do you say Nevi'im? When do you say this pasuk? So the pasuk says, Shabbos v'chodesh kara mikra lo chalav en batzara. So it puts together Shabbos and Chodesh. So kara mikra, you should read this pasuk that's written in the Nevi'im. In other words, Migdol, that's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Umemela Yantiv as well. And so it's the Mishnah Brura. Shabbos Yantiv and Rosh Chodesh, you say Migdol. Now the Abu Draham writes that the Mail of the Lashon of Migdol and Magdil is Migdol is a Melech Gadol, Magdil is a Melech Katan, like we explained. Magdil is B'Sefer Tehillim and David was not yet a king, and Migdol is B'Sefer Shmuel when he already became a king. And since Shabbos is more Chashivas than the week, we say the Migdol, the bigger king, the being the king, the bigger king, as opposed to the Magdil, which is less Chashivas. So maybe we can add, similar to the Abu Draham, that it says in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis in the Mishnah, with respect to the Pesukim, we say Ma'achas Echronos and Shofaris Maschil B'Torah U'Mashlim B'Navi V'Yosi Omrim Hishlim B'Torah Yatzu. You start with Torah. First Pesukim you say when you daven in Rosh Hashanah is Pesukim from the Torah, Ma'achas Echronos and Shofaris, then Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im Mashlim B'Navi. Rabbi Yosi says if you're Mashlim B'Torah you Yotze, the Ran writes Mashmil Chor Del Tanakama Ksuvim Emsa, says Mashma according to the Tanakama, that Ksuvim Arba Emsa, because he says Matzchil B'Torah Mashlim B'Navi, and Rabbi Yossi only argues with the Hashlama that you're Yotze if you're Mashlim B'Torah. So Shema Minasha B'Chol Mokom Makdim and Divrei Kedusha K'Meseres Rabbi Seinu Hagaonim. Be'Avshur D'Taimi Shemayim L'Makodesh Vein Maridim V'Elkos Mashlim B'Torah Datzchol Amaliyi. Bachak Ksuvim D'Lake L'Liyat Torah. V'Kodim Ksuvim L'Neviim K'Dei She'Achakach Mayim B'Kodesh. That you want to start off with Torah because Torah is the holiest. You start with the holiest, and then you also have an inyan of Malam Bekodesh Vein Moridin. So after you start with the holiest, which is Torah, you can't get any holier than that. Then you want to get the Mail of Malam Bekodesh. So then you go to Ksuvim, and then you go to Nevi'im. So it's Mavur from the Ran that Nevi'im is greater than Ksuvim. In the Chedusha Anshe Shem, he writes Ksuvim Kari Divrei Kedusha Shenemar Baruch HaKodesh. So when the Ran writes Shema Mina, Shebuchom Makom, Makdim and Divrei Kedusha, so the Kedusha is Ksuvim, because they were said Baruch HaKodesh, and Avim is Divrei Kabbalah, Shekhen Kiblim Pi HaGvura. Avim is Kabbalah, because they were Makabal from the Gvura, from Hashem, and Kedusha is Ruach is Ksuvim, that's Baruch HaKodesh. Ubenezek, Kedusha is HaNavim, Chamura, Mena Ksuvim. And because of this, Navim is holier, and Avim is Divrei Kabbalah Mipi HaGvura, which is higher than Ruach HaKodesh. V'tzarech Iyun, says the Chedusha Anshe Shem, B'Chedusha Aran, Reish Perek B'nei Ayir. There's the Ran at the beginning of Perek B'nei Ayir, Maseches Megillah, that's the Tzarech Iyun, based on what we just said. What does he mean? So Lefi Pshuto, he is referring to the Ran in Megillah, who says that you Menichem Torah Agabi Torah, Avol HaNevi'im L'Ksuvim Agabi Chumashim. Says the Ran, Mashmid HaNevi'im L'Ksuvim Lin Hanocha Ki Adadi Ninu Medlo Katani Bu Menichem Ein Vei Menichem. So it says there in Megillah that Torah you're allowed to put on Torah, but you're not allowed to put Nevi'im L'Ksuvim on Chumashim. Hi, why does it make a chiluk between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? It says Mashim and Nevi'im and Ksuvim are the same, are equal. So the Kedusha of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are equal. And therefore, you can put the Nevi'im on Ksuvim and Ksuvim on Nevi'im. And that L'Choira is the Soyser, what the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, that Nevi'im L'Gabi Ksuvim is Ma'alim HaKodesh. So which one's holier? Nevi'im or Ksuvim? Ran in Megillah is Mashma, that they're equal, and Ran in Rosh Hashanah is mashma that Nevi'im is holier than Ksuvim, and that's a tzarech Iyun. So maybe we can answer that the Ran holds, says the says Rav Gurevitz Shlita, that the Ran holds that we have to be mechalik between toichen hadvarim shenemru and kedushas hasvarim la'achar shenichtavu, the content of what was actually said, and the kedushas hasvarim after it was written down. That it says that the Ma'il of Nevi'im is greater than Ksuvim, that's when we're talking about the content. Nevi'im are in a higher Ma'il than Ksuvim. However, after it's written down and we talk about the Kedusha of the Svarim themselves, Kol Advarim Kedulim Kedoshim U'Besoichem Hashem, it's all godly. So there's no higher Heft of Kedusha Nevi'im than there is in Ksuvim. the actual words when they're given to Nevi'im is on a higher level. Nevu is higher than the Ruach HaKodesh of Ksuvim. However, once they're written down in a book, it's Chetzet the Kedusha Achas, Bein Sifrei Nevi'im, Bein Sifrei Ksuvim. Why should one be holier? So, you could say one should be holier because the Nevi'im were given on a higher level. But the Ran is apparently holding that no, once they're written down, they're on the same level. L'gabei Kedusha Sfarim. Therefore, you can put Sifrei Ksuvim, al-gabei Sifrei Nevi'im. When we talk about the Tochen, no. There we say Malam Bakodesh. And therefore, when you're saying the Psukim on Rosh Hashanah, first say the Psukim of Ksuvim and then Nevi'im. So we chap the Maila of Malam Bakodesh and Moridim. So you get to go up into Kedusha because the Tochen, the content of Divrei Nevi'im, is higher than that of Divrei Ksuvim. So therefore, go from Ksuvim to Nevi'im. Aber, when it comes to what's written down, there's no higher chefs of Kedusha in Nevi'im greater than Ksuvim. So on Kopanim, it would seem Mavur Lehedyu Midivrei Aran, that there's a mile of Divrei Nevi'im over Divrei Ksuvim, and we can say that for this reason, and during the week, we say Magdil Yeshuais Malkoi, which is Sefer Tehillim, which is Ksuvim, and that's a regular day, but on a day that's Hecher, that's higher, that's more lofty, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov Shabbos, then we say Migdol, which is a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. So it's Kabbalistic now. That during the week we say the lower level, we say Tehillim, and then on Shabbos we go to a higher level. Now that the Abu Draham says that Sefer Tehillim was before Sefer Shmuel, and therefore Tehillim was before he became king, Shmuel's after he became king, that's so pashut. Because the son of the grandson of the Gra, Marino Rabbi Yaakov, the grandson of the Gra writes in his Hakdam to Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about how medaktik the Gra was, medaktik lashon Chazal, and even medaktik lashon Rashi v'Arishonim, like that it says in Moikot and Tezayin Amid Beis, like Abay David HaMelech, she'zorik chetzu ma'apu shonu yoschalu b'pam achas v'ayim b'senech al-matayim, yosiv eche yirdof echad elef, yotz tabas kol v'amur rak b'dvar uri achiti. So he was upset, he threw an arrow, he knocked down 800, and he was upset about the 200 he missed. Pasuk says one can get 1,000, and the Baas Kol came out and says because of Vor Yachiti, Rashi says but Vor Yachiti not alone Messiah. 200 were taken away. So the Gra says, how do we know that 200 were taken away? How does Rashi know that 200 were taken away? Maybe he never got it in the first place. And on that the Gra says, when he explains all the chalukim between the Shira that we say in Sefer Tehillim and the Shira, which is very similar in Sefer Shmuel, that's why they have the same pasuk, Migdol Magdil. So the Gra grows through the various chalukim, as Chazal do in Maseches Sofrim in Perek Ches. For example, one chiluk is, it says in Shmuel Pasuk Mem Dalet, Tishmereni L'Rosh Goyim, and in Sefer Tehillim says, Tisimeni L'Rosh Goyim. So there are chalukim between the Shira that David HaMelech says in Tehillim and in Shmuel, because Shiras Shmuel was said before the chait of Uriah Hachiti, and therefore it says Tishmereini, which is 1,000. Tavshin is 700. Mem 40, 740. Resh 940. Nun 990. Yud 1,000. So Tishmereini is 1,000. And that's Merames that he was makabagoyim elef b'pam achas. Mashenkin shiras tehillim was said after the chait of Uriah Hachiti. And therefore he lost 200, because originally had Tishmereini, but he lost that in the Tishmereini, lost that in the Yud, on the Reish, and the 200. That's why in Tehillim he says Tissimeini, because he lost that in the Tishmereini on the 1000 after the sin of Uriah Hachiti. And that's the diuk in Rashi. It's not pshat that he never had the 200 in the first place. Pshat is that he had the 200, because you see from Tishmereini that he had 200 and it was taken away. But the pshat is not, like we suggested, maybe he never got it in the first place. That's why he only had 800. Because he sinned with Uriah Hachiti, he wasn't given the extra 200. No. He had the 200, and now it was taken away after the sin. So that's the beautiful diuk of the Gra. V'hadvarim nifloim u'misamchim. So we have again Tishmereini and Tissimeini. Tishmereini is 1000, Tissimeini is not. In Sefer Shmuel it says Tishmereini because he was originally knocking down 1000 of the enemies. And then in Tehillim, because of the sin of Uriah Hachiti, and that's the Diuk and Rashi, not the Lama Sim, the 200 were taken away. That's why it only says Tissimeini. Also it says in Yalkut, Perek Yud Ches of Tehillim, Lamnatzech le'Eved Hashem le'David, Mara David Lomra Mizmor Hashem, B'Mizmor Zeh le'Eved Hashem le'Lamdecha, Shkala Osa Tshuva Me'Aveir Shebiyado, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mosef Akar Lo Hashem Chaviv. Why doesn't this Mizmor say Mizmor? This is Yud Ches, this is the Shira of David HaMelech, of David. So why does he say Mizmor? To teach you that if a person does Tshuva, Me'arveir Shebiyado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him a nice name. David, before he did Tshuva, wasn't called an Eved, now he's called an Eved. Now it was in this Shira, in Shmuel, it says, Vaydaber David Lashem is Divrei HaShira Zos. But in Tehillim it says, Lamtzech L'Eved Hashem, Asher Divrei Lashem is Divrei HaShira Zos. So the Shira of David in Shmuel is even the Shira of David in Tehillim. Shira of David in Tehillim, it says, Eved Hashem. And the Shira in Shmuel doesn't say Eved Hashem. Why? Because Shmuel is before he did tshuva, Tehillim is after he did tshuva. So on Kopanim we see from the Yalkut and we see from the Gra that Shmuel was before Tehillim. And that's the opposite of what the Abu Draham says. Abu Draham is a big Kiddush. That Tehillim was before David was king. Shmuel was later, after he became king. We see him from these two sources, not like that. We see that Tehillim was the parak he said in Tehillim over here, Yud Ches, was after he did the sin with Uriah Hachiti. That's why 200 were taken away instead of 1,800. So you see that Tehillim is after Shmuel, and you also see from this Yalkut that in Shmuel he was not yet called Eved Hashem, and in Tehillim he was. So it's later. So these are some thoughts on Migdol Magdil. Unfortunately, many people don't know much about the difference. They just know what's printed in the bencher. So it's good that we can learn it together a little bit. Harchiv tzat et haskala shelanu. V'shenizke lilmod ulam elish molas lekayim is kolivay samut harasai. V'hava main v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.